Section 32. Revelation given through Joseph Smith the Prophet to Parley P. Pratt and Ziba Peterson, October 1830. History of the Church, Volume 1, pages 118 through 120. Great interest and desires were felt by the elders respecting the Lamanites, of whose predicted blessings the Church had learned from the Book of Mormon. In consequence, supplication was made that the Lord would indicate His will as to whether elders should be sent at that time to the Indian tribes in the West. The revelation followed.
1-3. Parley P. Pratt and Ziba Peterson are called to preach to the Lamanites and to accompany Oliver Cowdery and Peter Whitmer, Jr. 4-5. They are to pray for an understanding of the Scriptures.
And now, concerning my servant Parley P. Pratt, behold, I say unto him that as I live, I will that he shall declare my gospel and learn of me, and be meek and lowly of heart. And that which I have appointed unto him is that he shall go with my servants, Oliver Cowdery and Peter Whitmer, Jr., into the wilderness among the Lamanites. And Ziba Peterson also shall go with them, and I myself will go with them and be in their midst, and I am their advocate with the Father, and nothing shall prevail against them. And they shall give heed to that which is written, and pretend to no other revelation, and they shall pray always that I may unfold the same to their understanding. And they shall give heed unto these words, and trifle not, and I will bless them. Amen.
The Urim and Thummim.
1-4. By faith the three witnesses shall see the plates and other sacred items. 5-9. Christ bears testimony to the divinity of the Book of Mormon.
Behold, I say unto you, that you must rely upon my word, which, if you do, with full purpose of heart, you shall have a view of the plates, and also of the breastplate, the sword of Laban, the Urim and Thummim, which were given to the brother of Jared upon the mount when he talked with the Lord face to face, and the miraculous directors which were given to Lehi while in the wilderness on the borders of the Red Sea. And it is by your faith that you shall obtain a view of them, even by that faith which was had by the prophets of old. And after that you have obtained faith, and have seen them with your eyes, you shall testify of them by the power of God. And this you shall do, that my servant Joseph Smith, Jr. may not be destroyed, that I may bring about my righteous purposes unto the children of men in this work. And ye shall testify that you have seen them, even as my servant Joseph Smith, Jr. has seen them. For it is by my power that he has seen them, and it is because he had faith. And he has translated the book, even that part which I have commanded him. And as your Lord and your God liveth, it is true. Wherefore, you have received the same power, and the same faith, and the same gift like unto him. And if you do these last commandments of mine, which I have given you, the gates of hell shall not prevail against you, for my grace is sufficient for you, and you shall be lifted up at the last day. And I, Jesus Christ, your Lord and your God, have spoken it unto you, that I might bring about my righteous purposes unto the children of men. Amen.